Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This program features American songs about nature to help celebrate Earth Day. Let's begin with Elliot Carter's Dust of Snow to the poetry of Robert Frost. The way a crow shook down on me the dust of snow from a hemlock tree has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I had rued. This edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're hearing songs of the outdoors, beginning with Jande Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish in Elliot Carter's Dust of Snow. Let's remain with those artists to hear Sunrise to the words and music of Charles Ives, A Light Low in the East. Thank you. the words and music of Ives, performed by John De Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish, seem just right for the Earth Day theme. Violinist Joyce Robbins joined. Let's hear what I consider almost an anthem to the enjoyment of the outdoors, Heavenly Grass. The words are by Tennessee Williams, the music by Paul Bowles.
They still got an itch for
My feet took a walk in heavenly grass. What better words are there to describe this Singing and Other Sins episode in honor of Earth Day? Words by Tennessee Williams, music by Paul Bowles, the bass baritone Donald Graham, was accompanied by Richard Cumming. In 1954, Aaron Copland wrote Dirge in the Woods, to a poem by George Meredith. It begins, "A wind sways the pines."
Thank you.
We just enjoyed Copland's Dirge in the Woods, performed by tenor John McCallum with pianist Edwin Biltcliffe. The next nature poem is by Anonymous, written about 1941. It's called Birdsong, and the composer Laurie Lateman sent it in 1996 for soprano and saxophone. He doesn't know the world at all, who stays in his nest and doesn't go out. He doesn't know what birds know best, nor what I want to sing about, that the world is full of loveliness. Song by Laurie Lateman was performed by Lauren Wagner with saxophonist Gary Lewis. Another of Lateman's songs fits today's theme of nature. It's set to the poetry of Francis Bourdillon. The night has a thousand eyes, and the day but one.
As a thousand eyes, and the day.
Lori Laitman's song, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, was sung by Phyllis Brynjulfsson, soprano, with Seth Knopp, piano. Let's enjoy an instrumental interlude. This is A Late Winter and Early Spring by Peter Askim. Because of time constraints, I'm only able to play the last half of this 14-minute chamber orchestra work. Askim writes that he was inspired by a poem by Elizabeth Bishop, which tells of a long walk on a beach on a cold day, in the time before winter has finally yielded to spring.
Thank you.
A Late Winter and Early Spring by Peter Askim, performed by the Cantus Ensemble, conducted by Ivan Skender. Samuel Barber's best-known song is Outdoorsy. Sure on This Shining Night uses words of James Agee. Baritone Nathan Gunn with pianist Kevin Murphy performed Barber's Sure on This Shining Night on this Singing and Other Sins tribute to nature. The soprano Patrice Michaels was joined by pianist Elizabeth Buccieri to record a CD of American songs that includes two that fit our outdoor theme. First, poetry of George Fandel inspired Lee Hoiby to write In the Wand of the Wind. The second song we'll hear from this CD is Who Has Seen the Wind by Lita Greer, to the words of Christina Rossetti.
This was a day the trees turned to silver in the wand of the wind, and wild flowers opened the fashioned the sun.
two songs about the wind, first by Lee Hoiby and then by Lita Greer, sung by Patrice Michaels with pianist Elizabeth Bucherri. The following song is composed by Amy Beach. Sea Song is set to the words of William Channing, in which a soprano and tenor describe the quiet sea with waves playing in the sun while a strong wind opens the sail. A Song with the Sea as its nature theme by Amy Beach was performed by soprano Mary Ellen Callahan and tenor Robert Guarino with Martin Hennessy piano. What can enchant us more than water lilies? William Mayer was taken with the words of Sarah Teasdale. If you have forgotten water lilies floating on a dark lake among mountains, in the afternoon shade.
Thank you.
we just heard Water Lilies by William Mayer with Angelina Reo, soprano, Charles Neidich, clarinet, and Christopher Oldfather, piano. The next song is unusual in its accompaniment. One grand piano and then musicians wielding nylon filament, horsehair, handheld piano hammers, guitar picks, and other devices, which bring out unusual sounds from the piano. The words, or veils that teem with fruits, are by Lord Byron. The music is by Stephen Scott. Scott composed Or Veils That Teem With Fruits for the Bode Piano Ensemble featuring soprano Victoria Hansen. Composer Tom Cipullo used the poetry of Linda Paston in his song Blizzard, and you'll hear that this was a serious snowstorm.
The snow has forgotten how to stop. It falls stuttering, stuttering at the glass. A silk windsock of snow blowing under the porch light. dangling trees which burned like old women snarled in their own knitting. Snow drifts up to the step over the doorsill, a pointless blur. A wedding of form and emotion, shaping itself to the wish of any object it touches. Chairs become laps of snow. Breaking apart and falling over the eaves, over the roof. A white bear shaking his paw at the window, splitting the hive of the air. I pull a comforter of snow up to my chin and tumble to sleep as the whole alphabet of silence.
That was Blizzard by Tom Cipullo, sung by baritone Richard Lally and pianist Margaret Campmeyer. The next song, Earth a Flower, was inspired by the poetry of Gary Snyder. The composer, Fred Frith, accompanies the contralto with a string quartet. He breaks up the words, so I'll read the poem through. Earth a Flower. A phlox on the step, slopes of light hanging over the vast solid spaces, small rotten crystals, salts. Earth a flower by gulf where a raven flaps by once, a glimmer, a color, forgotten as all falls away. A flower for nothing, an offer, no taker. Snow trickle, feldspar, dirt. We shall see who knows how to be.
Salts.
Fred Firth's Earth a Flower was performed by contralto Karen Clark with the Galax Quartet. Composer Stephen Stuckey wrote Delaware Water Gap to words of A.R. Amon's. It opens, "Rounding the mountain's rim ledge, we looked out valleyward onto the summits of lesser hills."
The mountain's rim ledge, we looked out valleyward unto the summits of lesser hills, summits, bottoms of held air. And rises, we floating, I said, intermediates of stone and air, and nothing has slowed altogether.
Delaware Water Gap was composed by Stephen Stuckey. The baritone was Jesse Blumberg, with the Bowling Green Philharmonia conducted by Emily Freeman Brown. This has been a Singing and Other Sins tribute and celebration of Earth Day. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha. Somewhere.
continent crowned.